Good morning, St. Mark's family and friends. It is good to worship with you as we gather for online worship and continue to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. He has risen. He has risen indeed. It is still true, and a great way to make that confession of faith is through our worship. It's important that we continue this confession of faith. Now, do you like to receive a word of praise? Perhaps from your parent, your spouse, your boss, or a friend? The answer is a no-brainer. Of course we like to hear a word of praise. Do you like to give a word of praise? Well, the answer depends. Or should it? One for sure who is worthy of praise under all circumstances is Jesus. Even if we cannot comprehend the why and the what of all that Jesus has done and is doing for us still, he deserves our praise. More on this giving praise to Jesus as we get into our worship service. To God then, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be praise through our lips as we sing and we hear and speak God's word. Blessings on your worship as we turn our attention now to our opening hymn. Our worship bulletin has that opening hymn printed out for you. It's either received to you by email that was sent out from our church office, or it can be found on our website under the Staying Connected to God's Word link. It's from Christian Worship, number 157. Let us sing. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus lives. Hallelujah.
God invites us to come into his presence and worship him with humble and penitent hearts. Therefore, let us acknowledge our sinfulness and ask him to forgive us.
Holy and merciful Father, I confess that I am by nature sinful and that I have disobeyed you in my thoughts, words, and actions. I have done what is evil and failed to do what is good. For this I deserve your punishment, both now and in eternity. But I am truly sorry for my sins, and trusting in my Savior Jesus Christ, I pray, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner.
God, our Heavenly Father, has been merciful to us, and has given his only Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Therefore, as a called servant of Christ and by his authority, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
For all that we need in life and for the wisdom to use all your gifts with gratitude and joy, hear our prayer, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the steadfast assurance that nothing can separate us from your love, and for the courage to stand firm against the assaults of Satan and every evil, hear our prayer, O Christ.
Christ,
have mercy. For the well-being of your holy church in all the world, and for those who offer here their worship and praise, hear our prayer, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Merciful God, maker and preserver of life, uphold us by your power, and keep us in your tender care. Amen. The works of the Lord are great and glorious. His name is worthy of praise. Lord, let us pray. O risen Lord, you came to your disciples and took away their fears with your word of peace. Come to us also by word and sacrament, and banish our fears with the comforting assurance of your abiding presence.
For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Let's now hear the song and join along as you will. See what a morning. On the second Sunday of Easter, our first lesson comes to us in the book of Acts, the 10th chapter, where we have good news, saving news, news of forgiveness. Who are you going to share such news with? We hear these words. Then Peter began to speak. You know the message God sent to the people of Israel, announcing the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. We are witnesses of everything he did in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They killed him by hanging him on a cross. But God raised him from the dead on the third day and caused him to be seen. He was not seen by all the people, but by witnesses whom God had already chosen, by us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one whom God appointed as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. The word of the Lord. We continue with the psalm, Psalm 73. We'll sing the last refrain twice. Dear friends, we are receiving the goal of our faith in Jesus. He lives, we too shall live. This encouragement from 1 Peter chapter 1. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In all this, you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. The word of the Lord. Our next song is When Peace Like a River. It's from Christian Worship Supplement number 760. The Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. John, the 20th chapter, where we hear powerful words from Jesus himself who conquered death. He means what he says. So let us, by the grace of God and the work of the Holy Spirit, stop doubting and continue to believe. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Now Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe."
A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise be to you, O Christ. Let us now turn to our next hymn, "Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound," Christian Worship number 379. Grace, mercy, and peace are yours in great abundance, and this is possible from God our Father, through our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We want to focus our attention on our second lesson for the second Sunday of Easter. So we hear once again these words from 1 Peter chapter 1. "In all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed." This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and a meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear fellow, redeemed by that rock and redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, redeemed so that we can praise our Lord and Savior without end. How full is your glass looking these days? Your answer may depend on what is happening or is happening to you. Outside of what has happened to all of us with this stay-home order, no doubt the glass can seem empty or pretty close to it. We cannot deny the reality of this life, the harsh realities of this life. And at the same time, dear friends, we are not to forget why the glass is never completely empty. Now, this is different from people refusing to drink from the glass of the water of life, which is Jesus. As we focus in on the words recorded under inspiration by the Apostle Peter, you are reminded of reasons to rejoice. Even in the midst of what seems to be glass-emptying circumstances. One of the reasons that we have to rejoice is the fact that we have been given a living hope. This hope is rooted in Jesus Christ, our crucified and risen Savior. And before we delve into the resurrection and what it all means for us today and going forward, we need to be reminded of why the resurrection was needed in the first place. Jesus, our Savior, was crucified. He had to be put to death. And we can never forget why he had to be put to death. It's because of us. Because of all human beings, past, present, and yet to come, because of our sins, our shortcomings, our failures to measure up to the expectations, the glory of God, day in and day out, in our words and in our actions and in our thoughts. And so God the Father, in an act of mercy, and Jesus the Son, in love, carried out our salvation, which included Jesus, the Son of God and Son of Man, being nailed to a cross. Not because of any of his own sin, but because of all of our sins. Action had to be taken. And God the Father, together with the Son, took action. And we then remember that word in Greek, or words in translation, that Jesus said from the cross, "It is finished." Your sin, my sin, the sins of all completely paid for. Talk about mercy. Talk about a reason to have hope and to give praise to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who makes that verdict of not guilty our very own through the means of grace. And that fact highlights the resurrection all the more. Death could not hold back Jesus. Jesus lives, and because he lives, we too shall live. Death has no mastery over him. And so death, dear friends, has no mastery over us. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Those who believe in Jesus, though they die, live. And so we can walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and yet we are not without hope. Because Jesus lives, we too live, and shall live with him forever. Death, as scary as it can be for us here on this earth, doesn't have the last word over us, because Jesus lives. Talk about a reason we have to rejoice. We have been given a living hope. And this living hope comes with an inheritance that will never lose value. As we invest in the earthly markets, we've lost value time and time again. But heaven always goes up in value, especially the closer we get to that last day when Jesus will come back, or that last day of our time here on earth, and only God knows when that truly will be, or when we're in the throes of death, or our loved ones are in the throes of death, that inheritance definitely picks up in value, though it never lost any from God's perspective. Note that we have been given this living hope. Faith is the receiving hand of what God has accomplished for us through Jesus Christ, our crucified and living Savior. This living hope given to us is not something that we can earn in any way, shape, or form. It is not something that we can decide to bring into our life, because remember, if you read all of Scripture, we are dead in sin by nature, conceived in sin, enemies of God. We start out life not able to come to God on our own. And so it's only by God's kindness, His compassion, His grace, His undeserved love that we have hope with a capital H, a living hope. And thus we have reason to rejoice because of this hope that has been given to us. As our text tells us, and also noted in the Gospel of John, though we cannot see Him, we believe in Him. And we know what Jesus has done for us to accomplish our salvation is fact. Faith, Hebrews 11 reminds us, is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. And the certainty of that faith is rooted in the Holy Scriptures. And God made sure that there was witness, eyewitness testimony of all that Jesus has done for our salvation, including the fact that He had risen from the dead. Even witnesses who, before His crucifixion and resurrection, wanted nothing to do with Jesus, but afterwards, regardless if they believed in Him or not, could not deny what had taken place and who they saw alive again. God made certain that believers of all time could be certain of the living hope that He has given to us through His Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And because of that certainty in Jesus Christ, through the gift of faith, we can be certain that we in Him are heaven bound. That's also, dear friends, why we're encouraged throughout Scripture to number our days aright, to be mindful of the fact that this is not our permanent home, but rather temporary, a tent. Our real home is yet to be entered. And so we keep moving forward toward that goal by the grace of God. People who don't believe, people who tried to deny what Jesus has done, even the things that we go through and our doubts and uncertainty, such does not nullify or cancel out what Jesus has already accomplished for us and has waiting for us as our inheritance. And so if we're looking for our heaven here on earth, we're looking in the wrong place. Another reason to rejoice, dear friends, is that we here on this earth are receiving the goal of our faith as we go through purifying fires, times of uncertainty can cause us to look away from ourselves and look away to what is certain. The Word of God, which endures. People and causes and so forth come and go. Viruses come and go. Disasters come and go. But what endures through it all? The Word of our Lord. That Word of our Lord, which is inspired by God. And thus, those words are certain. Purifying fires such as hardships, trials and tribulations, illnesses that we go through, doubts that we have from time to time about our relationship with God or about relationship with others, trials we endure because of our confession of faith in Jesus. People look down on us or make fun of us. No matter what the trial or the hardship that we have to endure here on this side of heaven, God is able to use those to purify us in our faith, in the faith that He has given to us. The Apostle Paul, he too endured thorns in the flesh. and even pleaded with God to remove a particular thorn from him. And yet God said, no, I'm not going to remove that thorn. Yet my grace, Paul, is sufficient for you. And so for you and me, he may not remove the thorn that is causing us to struggle on this side of heaven. But he has assured us his grace continues to remain sufficient for us. The faith that he has given to us shields us from eternal harm. All things work out for the good of those who love him. Maybe it won't be physical healing that results from the hardship. Maybe the persecution will not stop. Maybe we'll be plagued with doubts until the Lord calls us home. But the faith that he has given to us shields us from losing that one thing needful. For keep in mind, when we are weak, that is when we're truly strong. Because if we're focusing in on ourselves to get through a particular situation, we're going to be plagued with weakness. But when we take our eyes off of ourselves and keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, we then gain strength to get through the hardship. God is our shield and our very great reward. By God shielding us doesn't mean that we're not going to endure trials and tribulations. But those trials and tribulations do not have to take us out of the faith. Remove us from all that Jesus has won for us and has waiting for us. How important it is then, those words from Ephesians 6, to take up the sword of the Spirit and that shield which protects us from the flaming arrows of Satan which come after us day in and day out. There's no time to rest. And so there's no time to not be in the Word of our Lord and shielded by His power and use His Word to move forward in power. That's why that object of faith is essential. It's not my faith per se that will get us through this, but it's the object of that faith, faith in Jesus, that gets us through and that keeps us in that win-win situation that the Apostle Paul confessed in Philippians 1, even though sitting in a prison cell, not knowing if he would die there, but that would be gain as he would go to heaven or be released and continue to proclaim Christ and live for him. Win-win situation he was in through faith, and so are we. Win-win situation in life and in death, thanks to Jesus Christ. We have reason to rejoice, for we have been given a living hope. And we are receiving the goal of our faith. Those trials do serve a purpose then. Maybe we don't understand or comprehend or know what that purpose is, and yet rest assured, God does know. Ultimately, to strengthen us in Him, to draw us closer to Him, to purify our faith, to help us not become so distracted by the things of this world, but yet to keep our attention and focus on Him and on the path to heaven. When we were able to get together for athletic events, to play athletic sports, you know what? We would practice. And the practice would build endurance and help us prepare for the big events, the games. And God continues to help us practice through life to keep us focused and ready for heaven. And yet too often, it's kind of like we keep putting the foot on the brake. We keep tapping it or try to put the brake all the way to the floor instead of moving forward. God, I know you're moving me forward in this, and yet I got to put the brake on. You know, life at times is hard enough, like going uphill and then ride the brakes while you're going uphill? Don't doubt. We have been given a living hope. Stop doubting and believe. Take the foot off the brake and move forward with God. And the way to do that is what we're doing right now. Continuing to lift up our arms and voices in praise to God through formal worship opportunities. And not so formal as we delve into the Word on our own or through Zoom or whatever it might be that we can gather together with other people at this time and even beyond to give praise to God to learn more about his acts of mercy and what that all means for us today and as we move forward. He gives us plenty of growth opportunities, not only through worship, but also in Bible study. The importance of being in the Word, of not taking our eyes off of that Word. Because we can lose what has been gained for us if we don't take that foot off the brake and let doubt get the best of us. If we take ourselves out of the Word of God, as we remove water from a plant for a period of time, eventually a plant's going to die. And this living faith, if not fed, it too can die. But God has made sure that that doesn't have to be the case as we connect with Him through His Word. And as we connect with Him through His Word, we are then moved to be genuine in projecting God's love to others. Because He has called us to love as He loves us. Acts of compassion and kindness and mercy, giving praise to others. Not always trying to be the center of attention ourselves, but letting others have that center of attention. And so thank you for your acts of kindness, especially during this stay-home time, looking out for others. Continue to do so. Continue to reflect the love of God, the love of God for you onto others. The love of Christ compels us to not live for ourselves, but rather for Him who lived and died for us and lives again for us. And in Romans 12, we're reminded of the motive once again, in view of God's mercy, to do what? To offer your bodies as living sacrifices because of this living hope that we have been given. Life can definitely fly by. God, continue to keep us prepared by keeping the bigger picture in view. And so when we come out of this current stay-home situation, let us not forget the one thing needful. And let us not lose sight of the bigger picture. That we always, under all circumstances, have reasons to rejoice. That living hope is still ours. And we are receiving the goal of our faith. The glass has always something in it, because God is the one who fills it. Rejoice. You have reason to. Amen. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard and keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us with confidence confess our Christian faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. They're printed out for us in the service bulletin beginning on page 10. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through Him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, He came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became fully human. For our sake He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day He rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who in unity with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. at this time when we would have our thank offering again. Thank you for continuing to send in your contributions, your gifts to us through the mail or through our online giving opportunity. Let us continue with prayer. Gracious God and Father, we praise you for the countless blessings which we receive from your hand, the beauties of creation and the bounties of the earth, the joy of life and the pleasure of friendship, the good of work and the gift of rest, the privilege to share happiness and sorrow with one another. Above all, we praise and thank you for your saving word and for your Son's body and blood, which you give us to eat and to drink in the sacrament. Through these means of grace, you send the Holy Spirit into our hearts and unite us to Jesus and to the whole Christian church on earth.
Strengthen us through this heavenly food. Increase our trust in Christ and our love for one another. Great God and Lord,
without your continuing help, we easily waver in our faith, lose courage, and grow careless in our watchfulness. The times and days are perilous. Give us strength to face the evils of each day with fresh confidence. Open our lips to speak of your grace, and move us to use the gifts that you give us to share your word of salvation with all people. Protect and prosper the family, the school, the government, and all good institutions that you have established for the benefit of society. Remember in mercy those who are sick and suffering, and bring your healing to troubled homes and lives.
Move us to pray for those in need and to help them with deeds of kindness.
We also pray, O risen and glorious Lord, the sinner's greatest treasure, fill us with your Spirit's grace to love you without measure. Our Savior, you have conquered death and live forevermore. Live now and ever in our hearts and give us of your power to love and serve you always with offerings pure and holy and with our thoughts and words and works to glorify you solely. Continue to bring healing to Linda Arms and Norm Larson as these, our fellow believers, have been in need of medical attention. Also remain the rock Linda Arms and her family needs to get through the news of losing her sister. A harsh reminder that we still have to deal with the consequences of sin in this world, one of which being death of loved ones, as well as our own at some point. And so a clear reminder as well of why we need the Good Friday and Easter messages in our heart, for death does not have to be the last word on our life. Continue then to have the message of salvation through Jesus, the message we share with others, bear fruit now and into eternity. And as we continue to deal with the COVID-19 situation, keep our eyes fixed on you. What does not change is our need for your salvation and the fact that we have it by your grace through faith in your Son, Jesus. For those who are dealing with loved ones lost due to this virus, or for any other reason, bring them comfort. For those who are ill, bring them healing. For those who have not come down with it, keep them healthy. Help us patiently endure through this situation. Give us the words to direct the attention of others to your promises, which once again today we know were not and are not empty words. Help us examine our hearts through this, and lead us to not trust in ourselves for answers, but to lean on you and the help spiritually and medically you provide, spiritually through your means of grace, and medically through a variety of means, including the medical personnel going above and beyond to help others. As they help others, keep them safe and focused. We commend ourselves to your care. Your love, Lord, for our life is evident in multiple ways. For those celebrating a birthday this week, continue to have your blessings be evident in their lives and continue to deepen the love and commitment of those celebrating a wedding anniversary. Now hear us, Lord, as we bring you our private petitions. Now, eternal God and Father, keep us in the saving faith and so enable us to overcome all things through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. And we also pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Let us now sing the hymn, "We Walk by Faith and Not by Sight." It's from Christian Worship Supplement number 756.
There's a few announcements before our closing prayer and blessing and hymn. Bible study, Sunday Bible study continues online. Today we're looking at the topic resurrection impact. In particular, we're going to focus on Matthew 28. The online viewing will begin at 9:15. Also then for our children and adults who are viewing the Sunday school materials, those two are on our website under the Staying Connected link, or also found on the email that was sent to you if you're on our email receive list. And if you want to be on that email listing, please contact our church office and we'll make sure you get added to that. As more reports become available on how we're, as a country and a state and area, going to get out of this stay-home order, we'll continue then to work on ways of how we'll be able to gather together for worship in a safe way. So stay tuned for more direction on that as we become more aware of how we're going to be able to do that in the weeks to come. Later this week, the Board of Child Discipleship and the Coordinating Council will be putting out communication regarding how we're going to staff the school year for the 2020-21 school year. So please keep your eyes out for that. That'll come through email and also then probably be posted on our website during that. This COVID situation definitely keeps us challenged and also on our toes as we try to continue with plans for the present time and also then thinking about the summer and the following school year. So continue to keep all this in your prayers. Thank you. And our teachers, a shout out to them as Monday they continue then the online courses for the rest of this school year. See the weekly news for other events that are taking place, up-to-date information. You can go to our website as well and find that stuff. You can use the information you find as a way to introduce friends and family or strangers to St. Mark's and ask them And Lord willing, they will, by the grace of God, glorify him with us and grow in his grace and go with the gospel as we are doing. Also, we'll be sending out notices of how you can perhaps take our membership courses online until we're able to gather together. Jesus Cares is meeting online. So again, go to our website, and also you'll be receiving emails regarding how those are taking place. Continue to look out for one another. Thank you for your calls and your emails and letters of encouragement to family and friends. Continue to do so, we pray, and may you also be encouraged as you encourage others. We pray. Blessed Lord, you have given us your holy scriptures for our learning. May we so hear them, read, learn, and take them to heart, that being strengthened and comforted by your holy word, we may cling to the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, go in peace. Live in harmony with one another. Serve the Lord with gladness. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace.
Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus lives. Hallelujah.
Our closing hymn, I Know That My Redeemer Lives, selected verses from Christian Worship number 152.